Hello, hello, hello. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am so excited to be recording today's episode. I feel like I'm coming to you live with just some freaking goodies. I am like running to the mic and I'm so excited to share this with you guys. So, I've been on a roll with like money stuff recently. I'm so obsessed with money, even more than usual, and I'm having all these mindset breakthroughs around money, and I'm just like could not get to the mic fast enough to share this with you. Okay, let's jump right freaking in. So, number one, the question is are you disrespecting money? And this is the whole topic of today's episode. So, I need to give you a little background story. Now, for the sake of privacy of people in my life, I'm not going to share full details, but I'm going to share enough so that you get the gist. So, I had a situation where I felt like someone was taking advantage of me financially. And I brought it to my mentor and I was like, "What in the heck is going on here? How am I manifesting this? Like, what is the lesson here?" And we were just like going back and forth and she was helping me like illuminate where my block was and why I was attracting this. So, firstly, it doesn't matter what the money situation was, but just I felt like someone was taking advantage of me. And she said, number one, why are you letting this happen? And number two, why are you abusing money like that? Like, why are you giving away money in a way that doesn't feel good? And the way she described it was like, imagine you had an assistant. And pardon my French, but like imagine you're like whoring her out. So you're like giving her to your friends and you're giving to your other friends, you're giving to your boyfriend. Like she just doing assistant work for everyone. And your assistant is like, wait, I don't want to be working for all these people. I just want to be working for you. She's like, that's the energy that you're doing to money. And I was like, I just got chills as I said this. I was like, oh my God, I'm disrespecting money. And this was maybe like a month ago, maybe even longer. No, a month ago. And this question has stuck with me of like, oh, wait, where am I disrespecting money? Where am I abusing money? Where am I not respecting money? And I started to audit. I started to audit how I spend. I started to audit my expenses and any leakages or anything that didn't feel good to spend, I wouldn't do. Now, there's obviously nuances to that. Like, for example, I had a huge, like, basically, I pay for my Bali villa, and it's a big amount of money, and it's not necessarily like a whole hell yes, but I'm in a contract, and it's something they have to pay. So there's like, and obviously taxes. You're not like, woohoo, taxes. Like, there's some things you are obligated to pay, and it's not gonna always feel the greatest. But around those things and beside those things, I was really like disciplined and not, and just like I want to say strict on this new idea of like I no longer want to disrespect money. So I want to respect and trust money. So I'm going to tell you what I did. So again, I started becoming more aware and I have five tips on basically what I did to start respecting money. And wow, last month I had my most profitable month in business, and it was so fascinating because I did switch a few things, which I'm going to talk about in Millionaire Mentor, my new program coming out. And if you're so excited about Millionaire Mentor, I know a lot of you are, you can join the waitlist below. Millionaire Mentor is for you if you are a coach, a mentor, a healer, and you've achieved success in business, but you feel like you can't break through to the next level. You have the sales funnels, you have the offers, you have everything. You're like, but I'm still not getting that next level that I want. Things are stagnant. And then really the answer to all of your problems is energetics, mindset healing, rewiring, and getting you into alignment. So a lot of what I'm going to be teaching is in that program. Anyways, so what I started to do is when I went to purchase things, previously, I feel like I wasn't fully present in a purchase. I would be like at the grocery store, I'd be like, okay, I'll just buy this, I'll just buy this, I'll just buy this. And I was just like moving through motions and spending money and in exchanging things in terms of like getting things that weren't a whole hell yes. It was just like, okay, I need food, I'm gonna get food. Or I need a new sweater, I'm just gonna buy a new sweater. Or I need whatever it is. And I even actually won at one point, sometimes if I'm like grocery shopping in a rush, which typically always happens, and I'm usually hungry. One time I got to the checkout counter and I looked at what I was buying. I was like, Marley, what are you doing? Like, you bought like 5 things of chicken. Like, you don't need, this is overflow. This is excessive. You don't actually need this. And so I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, but like, can I just put these things back? And she's like, yeah, of course. I would never in my life usually do that because I don't want to be a burden or an inconvenience to someone. And I would be so like intense about not being inconvenienced to someone that I would override my boundaries and I would then disrespect my finances because I don't want to be a burden to someone. It's like the example of if you pay for a meal and you get it and it's not to your likings and you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to send it back because I don't want to annoy them. It's like, no, that's you actually disrespecting money because you invested in this. And if you don't receive the energy exchange that you deserve, then you are disrespecting money. Okay. So when I went to purchase things, I now am so intentional. Like, I went shopping yesterday and I was in a rush and this is a perfect example. So I went to a bathing suit store and I was actually kind of annoyed because I just purchased bathing suits online and they didn't get here in time. So I had to go to the mall and buy a bathing suit just for the photo shoot. Okay. And I really wanted a white bathing suit for the photo shoot. So I get in and I go to purchase this bathing suit and it's from a brand called Seafoley, which is a really, really nice brand. So the bathing suit is more of an investment piece, which I'm fine to spend, but I didn't really want a white bathing suit. Like, no part of me wanted a white bathing suit. It's literally just for this photo shoot. And I was like, okay, how can I pivot this purchase so that it feels really good and really exciting? So then I looked around the store and I've been thinking for a while, actually for like months, that I want a string black bikini. And then I referred to my photo shoot mood board and I realized that actually all the photos, they're all wearing black bathing suits. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. Then I'm just going to buy this black bikini that is gorgeous. It's an investment piece, but I love it. And I'm going to have it forever. Instead of buying the white bathing suit that I didn't really want, that would be me disrespecting money.
Are you wanting to start, grow, or scale an online business, but you're lacking accountability, you're lacking a blueprint, you're lacking community, and you honestly just don't know what to do next? This is exactly how I felt when I started my online business. I felt alone and I felt very overwhelmed. But over the past 4 years, I personally have built 2 online businesses that have generated over 7 figures in income. I've put together the exact method and strategies that work so you don't have to struggle anymore and you can get the results faster and quicker. I want to tell you about Freedom Club. It's my 12-week business accelerator that blends mindset and strategy so you can start seeing success externally and feeling it internally. By enrolling in Freedom Club, you can start to expect that people are going to be reaching out to you saying, oh my gosh, your business is looking so amazing. I'm so impressed with you. You will start to have the financial freedom to spoil your friends, your family, and most importantly, you. If you want to join a supportive, uplifting community and start taking the step in the right direction toward building your business so you can finally be financially free and live life on your own terms, apply in the link in the show notes and we can hop on a call to ensure it's the perfect fit for you and creating the future and life that you dream of. All right, back to the episode.
So, my new mantra when I buy something is like, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And I know you guys know this about me. I have this in every area of life, but I'm only purchasing things from a hell yes energy, from a, this feels so good. And even when I buy groceries, I'm like, when I tap my credit card, I'm like, thank you so much for this goodness. Thank you so much for this, like, deliciousness, this nutrition, this is going to taste so good. And I'm just so grateful for everything that I buy. Like, when I buy things now, I feel so good about them. And the very interesting thing is that when I started purchasing from this energy, my expenses lowered a ton. Like, I had one of my lowest expense months last month because everything felt intentional. And when I looked at my expenses, I didn't feel out of alignment with them. I didn't feel like, holy shit, how did that all happen? I was like, no, that, and every purchase feels good. And it changes your frequency about money, because then you trust and respect money. You give money respect, so money will then respect you, and you start to feel more in control with money. And just like a hot tip, whenever I tap my credit card, I always say, this money comes back times 10, this money comes back times 10, and it'll be so freaking funny. Like, I'll purchase something and then someone will sign up for my course. Like, I bought a new laptop last week, boom, pay in full client, paid for the laptop. I was like, that is so funny. Okay, then another way that I'm respecting money is, this one's so obvious, and I would say I've really become so disciplined in this, but I'm gonna add this because it's very important, is how I speak about money. Again, you guys, money is a relationship. We are in a relationship to money. If my partner was speaking disrespectfully to me all the time, I would not want to be in a relationship with that person. If my partner didn't trust me, that would have an impact on the relationship. If they didn't respect me, if they didn't trust me, okay? So are you speaking to money how you would want money to speak about you? Like, how do you think money speaks about you? That's actually such an interesting question. How do you think money speaks about you? I want you to journal that out, okay? And then I want you to heal those places so that you can develop a more trusting and respectful relationship with money. Ooh, that's good. Okay, number three is, okay, this is like, I wrote, if I buy something and it doesn't feel good, I will stop doing it. So I look, every single month I have a money date, and I'm going to teach you guys the money date in Millionaire Mentor. But when I look at my expenses, if something doesn't feel good and out of alignment, I will cancel the subscription. I'll return it. I'll ask for a refund. Like, I'm returning anything to sender that doesn't feel like a full fuck yes. And this is like a caveat. This is something like random, but I just want to share this for anyone listening that this might resonate for. So when I got triggered that I felt like I was being taken advantage of financially, I realized I had this belief that if you have money, you have an obligation to give to others who may not have the money that you do. But obligation doesn't, if you guys know me, I love being generous. I'm a very generous person and I love being generous. But the minute I feel like someone is taking advantage of me, I go, but I haven't learned this. I'm gonna say I have learned, now I've learned the lesson. And I'm gonna share with you how I healed that. But previously, I would just give. And then I would get to very down far into the relationship or friendship, and then I'd be like, wait, I am not getting anything in return, and then resentment starts to build, and that's not fair for anyone. So I have a new rule on how I give to others, with not only money, my energy, my time, my invitation, is that if I give to someone and they give back, I give without expectation, but if I know that if I keep giving to someone and receive nothing, literally nothing in return, resentment starts to build. And that's just me being honest. And I'm sure some of you can relate to that. Whereas if I give to someone and they give back to me, I will give continuously, again, without expectation and graciously. However, if I give and I notice that I'm not getting in return, I will stop giving. Doesn't mean I have to, I'll still be friends with the person. It's totally fine. I just will stop giving because I don't want to build resentment. It's not fair to anyone. But if I give to someone like an animal shelter or a charity or someone that I have literally zero expectation for them, we're not in a relationship. There's no need for them to give back to me. I'm just giving. Of course, I'm still going to give. But if I'm in a relationship, also friendship, a connection with someone, and it's an unequal exchange, then I will stop. And again, it doesn't mean I'm stopping the friendship. I just pull back on my giving. And then I get to pour into other people who give back graciously. Because for me, that's so important in relationship and in friendship, to feel an equal playing field, to feel an equal exchange of energy, to feel equal. So that's just something that is now my rule, and it served me so well, because I used to, again, feel so guilty if I was around someone and I knew that they were struggling financially. I'd always just like give like a lot because I don't want them to struggle. But this is a whole other thing that I realized, is that if you give to someone who is struggling financially, you actually take away their power to become a money-making person. Because when you give money to someone who has a money problem, you're only feeding the problem. And when you stop, it's like giving, this is a really intense example, but it's like giving an alcoholic more alcohol. It's like, okay, you were just gonna keep adding to the problem, adding to the problem, adding to the problem. When you take away the alcohol, that's when they actually have to deal with what made them an alcoholic in the first place. AKA, when you stop giving to someone like financially who has a money problem, they then are on their own to figure out their financial situation. And it's like learning to walk with crutches. So I know people in my life who were fortunate in the sense of growing up, they always had money for them. People, like, they always had their parents giving them money. But now they're in the real world and they're like, I have no idea how to use money, how to respect money, and everything is learnable. But when you are on your own and when you take away the crutches and you burn the safety boats, that's when you actually get to the point of like, oh shit, how am I going to make this money? How am I going to make this work? And that's actually doing someone a service, to give someone the opportunity to figure out how they're going to make shit happen. You empower them, you give them the experience, you allow them to grow, you allow them to blossom into the person that they're meant to be. So again, went on a huge segue there, but that was a huge learning lesson for me in January. And it's been life-changing. So anyways, huge segue, but I respect money by allowing money to do its thing with other people, and I stay in my lane. Okay, I'm gonna give you another example of how someone tried to then disrespect me again with money. So I moved out of my home last month, and I didn't realize, no one told me, but they basically were like, you have to do a complete deep clean of the home. And because I didn't, they charged me for it. I'm like, that's fine. I'm so sorry. It's not like that in Canada. Like, yes, of course you leave it clean, and I left it very clean, but I didn't realize you had to do like a full deep clean, carpet clean. Like, it's just not like that in any other home that I've lived. And so they charged me, and I looked at the bill and I was like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. And it actually like brought me to tears, because it triggered me again of being disrespected, because it was way over. I'm not stupid. I know how much this stuff costs. And so a previous version of me, like literally 2 months ago, would have been like, oh, it's fine, I can't afford to pay for it, so I'll just pay for it. And I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be annoying and feel like I have to fight for this. But I was like, no, I'm not letting you take advantage of me. And so I messaged them. I was like, listen, this is ridiculous. This is 3 times what it should cost. I'm willing to pay this because I know how much this is, like how much this costs. And can you explain to me where you got this number? Bada boom, bada bing. Guess who's paying? So they came back, you're right, this is how much it costs, and this is how much it costs, here, pay. Okay, perfect. And I was like, yeah, like, stop. And then I felt like money in the background was like cheering me on. It's like, yeah, it's like, I feel like money is like my little baby, and I have to protect it, and I have to respect it, and I trust it, and I don't want it to get abused. So I'm like standing up for money, and then money stands up for me. Okay, I hope this is all making sense, by the way. And then the final thing I want to share, which is the cherry on top of all of this, okay? There's an episode that I recorded talking about money mindset. If you've never heard it this way before, I'm going to link it in the show notes below, okay? So that you guys can listen to it. So I talk about in that episode how money is masculine energy. And I talked about in a previous episode last week how I love learning about love and money, and And right now I'm in courses and I'm really learning about like masculine and feminine energetics. I'm obsessed. And I'm learning from Alison Armstrong right now. And what she said is that for men to feel safe, they have to feel respected and trusted. And they also feel the best when they are being most productive. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, if you do this, ask any male, what is the, like, how do you feel loved by me? And I can almost guarantee you one of the things that they're going to say is that you trust them, that you just trust them, that they have the best intent, that you just trust them. Try it. It's a very fun experiment. Okay, so I was like, holy shit, this is the same with money. All money wants is to be respected and trusted. And so as your job, as like the feminine, you lead the male. So as long as you respect and trust money, money will feel safe in your energy field. But if you don't trust and respect money, you will repel money. And fun fact, that's also how you're going to repel a man. So your homework is to start respecting money and start trusting money. Like, imagine you're in a relationship and your partner comes to you every day being like, are you going to cheat on me? 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 I'm like, I've been here the whole time. I've never done anything to make you think that I'm going to cheat on you. Why do you think that I'm going to cheat on you? It's like, well, you're going to cheat on me? Are you going to cheat on me? That's how you're treating money when you look for it being there. If you look for its abundance, when you question it, when you're constantly checking your bank account, when you're constantly looking for the lack of it. That's you disrespecting money. That's like you going to your partner asking if you're going to cheat the whole time. Your partner probably is like, well, maybe I will. Like, it's going to be so annoying after a while. It's going to be like, I want to be with someone who trusts me. And so when you can become a safe space for money by trusting it and respecting it, you will change your financial reality. Money will then feel so safe in your energy field and it will want to be around you and it will protect you and it will provide for you. When you respect and trust money, it will protect and provide for you. Oh my God, I just got chills. This needs to go on Oprah. Like, I don't know what is happening here, you guys, but this has been the most life-changing thing. I hope this, like, listen to this again. Send me a DM if this was like, holy shit, Sherlock. And I'm so excited for you guys. And I'm so excited for me as well and the world to know this. Wait, okay. I need to calm down, okay? I need to calm down. But I'm just so excited about this realization. I get really turned on by this stuff, as you can probably tell. Okay, I love you guys so much. 4K, forehead kiss. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye! Hey. Before you go, would you love a free money hypnosis? You guys, this is what I listen to every single night to rewire my subconscious mind so I can manifest the money that I desire. It is absolutely game-changing. If you've heard me talk anything about subconscious mind and anything along the realms of healing your subconscious mind to help align you and attract money into your life, hypnotherapy is the way. It actually heals and rewires your subconscious mind to make it believe and truly allow it to believe that you deserve the money that you desire. So if you want this free money hypnosis, all you have to do is leave us a review, you know, honest review, how you're feeling about the show, take a screenshot right away, and then send it to hello@marleyrose.ca, and we will send you this free hypnosis. You guys, it's going to be absolutely game changing. It's how all my clients have manifested all of their massive goals in their business and in their life. Okay, thanks so much, you guys. I hope it's a great tool for you to use in manifesting all the money that you desire. Lots of love. Mwah.